Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing fatherhood and fathering. So happy Father's Day especially to all my strong black men out there who's holding it down on the home front. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, don't forget to like our fan page at facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, and that's everything spelled correctly. June's monthly yoga pose is Low Cobra. Low Cobra is a fairly easy pose. It's when you lay on the floor with your forehead on the ground, toes tucked and knees lifted. Then you take your arms by your chest and press them into the floor slightly and lift your chest and your head, neck, and all that off the ground with your eyes and head looking straight forward. The benefits of the Low Cobra pose are it opens the heart chakra, releases tension from the chest, stimulates the kidneys, clears passages in the lungs and heart, eases asthma symptoms, elevates your mood, and improves menses irregularities for all the sisters out there. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the queen. So for all my queens out there while on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement that's dedicated to uplifting the ladies and the first teachers, the classroom, the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community, and even the brothers who's out there. You can definitely, definitely support the sisters as well. All right. So also don't forget, we are having a poetry contest for all my female poets out there. We're having the Womb Manifesto contest. The end date on that will be the July the 11th. I extended it. So make sure that you get in your Womb Manifesto poems to taequeen@hotmail.com. That's T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N @hotmail.com. All right? And all that and all that. So without further ado, I'm going to bring our host for this evening on the line, Brother Saeed. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the line.
All right, all right. So those who don't know, Brother Saeed, he's usually my co-host, but today, I'm going to play the background a little bit. I had a little dental work done, so I'm going to let this brother take the floor and, you know, be the host and hold it down for the evening, as well as bringing on his wonderful father, who I'm about to bring on in 2 seconds. So I don't know his name. So Saeed's dad, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Peace. I'm going to let y'all hold down the show and y'all get into it and everything. I'm going to play the background and, you know, holler if you need me, all right?
Okay. All right. All right. Peace. I just want to thank my lovely co-host, well, actually the owner of this show, Queen Tay, for even allowing us to have this platform. I would like to thank her. It has been a tremendous journey, just sharing information, receiving information, and just tuning in and just hearing something that could possibly change my right now and change my tomorrow. Well, tonight, we're going to deal with some real hard stuff that the sisters most definitely need to hear, and we're most definitely going to deal with some things that brothers most definitely need to hear. I was checking on Facebook yesterday, and I just kept seeing a lot of sisters telling each other Happy Father's Day, like they were men or something.
They didn't need men at all.
Matter of fact, let me pause. I will be remiss in my son duties if I did not introduce my father, who is my example, who is the one who instilled a lot of messages and a lot of morals and values in me, and he didn't even know that he did. First of all, he didn't even know that he was instilling values in me. I just want to introduce him. This is my father, Samuel Barnes. Everybody welcome my father. What's going on, Pops?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I am so happy to be a part of this. This is something that's long overdue. as Chris knows, I never knew my father. So I'm gonna be real with this. All
right.
of my whatever I was able to give to Chris, I got it from Jesus Christ. That's where it
mm-hmm.
comes from. So if I had no father, I am the fatherless. So
right.
how could I know how to be a father if I never had a father?
Right.
So that's what happened. When I became mm-hmm. a father, in your mind you think, well, I can do this, but I couldn't do that. I had a real
right.
hard time doing that, being a father, you know, doing the things that a father do because I had nothing to pull from.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Right.
Nothing. So
right.
everything
so,
I got.
Pops, not to
yes.
cut you off. And once again, everybody, my pops just called me Christopher. That is my birth given name. That is his. We need to clear this up right now, pops.
Right.
That is my birth given name. My father named me Christopher, which is
I named him
what,
Christopher
your middle
because
name?
I wanted to put some Christ in his life.
Yes.
When he was born.
Yes.
That's
your middle name, right, pops?
That's my middle name.
Okay, yeah, that's my pops' middle name. But anyway, I want to deal with just on the aspect of fatherhood, and
right.
sometimes a lot, and most times that we get it confused on what a man is. Me and you were just
right.
talking about this, and we were discussing what is a man, and a lot of times
right.
us males are confused, and most definitely females are confused. So if you would
right.
just expound on what you think a man is, man. Just give our listeners a little bit of what on your intake of what a man is, because I look at you as most definitely being a man.
Well, I look at a man. A man is not all heart. I mean, he's not all soft. A man is heart and soul, but
right.
he's heart and soft at the appropriate times.
Right.
See. And that's very important because when you're raising girls, you can't be hard with them all the time. And when you're raising
mm-hmm.
boys, you can't be soft with them all the time.
Right.
So you got to be hard and you got to be soft at the appropriate times.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress that any stronger, put it any clearer than what a man is. I mean, a man... is a many faceted thing, I believe. I don't know, man. Give me a minute.
Man, I thank you, Pops, because I took what you gave me. I took what I've learned as far as my own experiences, as far as dealing with other males.
Right.
And I'm going to say this. I want to say this, too, for the sisters. I made a video yesterday, and I thought I made myself perfectly clear. And I'm not an expert, but I
right.
am a
None of us
male.
Are.
I am a male trying to elevate myself into manhood and fatherhood. I'm not a father totally yet, but
right.
I'm trying to reach that. I'm trying to reach that. But I made a video yesterday, and I thought I made it kind of clear that sometimes when you see a male, you automatically think that he's a man, and that's not the case.
Right.
And a lot of times
right.
people get confused
right.
by seeing
right.
a male, and they say, oh, man, just because he
that's
has
a man.
The male genitalia
right.
that
right.
he is a
right.
man. That is not the case. Just
right.
because
that's
he has
–
right, that is a male. We can't knock him on that. But
right.
when you say that you are a man – and a father, there are some types of qualities that you must have to qualify yourself to be able to carry those titles. Same thing
right.
with the woman, but we're not going to deal with her today. We're going to deal with ourselves right now. So
right.
We just want to deal with those aspects of what do you see as far as our transitioning into from boyhood to male, from boyhood into manhood. How do you think we can make that transition, Pops, because you made it very well, even though you never had a father.
Well, I think one of the main things, something that I took from the Bible, If you don't work, you don't eat. Simple as that. I mean,
right.
those are basic concepts.
Right.
How can you be a man if you're not a provider? You got to provide
right.
for your family.
Right.
That's a
right.
basic concept. You got to find a way to do that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't depend on anyone to take care of you. If somebody
right.
is taking care of you, you're trust me, you're not a man. You're a male. Until you get to that point where you can contribute to society
right.
and to your family, hey.
Then you're not a man yet.
You're not a man yet.
Okay, so that whole concept, what you're saying is, if you're not spending time, spending finance with your
right.
children, that means that you're not a father yet, right?
Well,
instilling in them life lessons that they
can use. If you look at it biologically, yeah, you are. If you look at it biologically, you produce the sperm to generate another human being, that makes you a father. Either a sperm donor, whatever you may call it.
What they call him, a
but
daddy?
It's even deeper than that.
Yes,
to
sir.
Be a man.
Yes, sir. Let me do this, Pops. Let me just say that we have 9 callers on the line.
All right.
If you would like to be heard, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We are dealing with this aspect of fatherhood. What is a man? Who is qualified to be a man? And we just, me personally, I'm celebrating. I'm having a great time with my own personal father. So me and him never really, we had like a couple like man-to-man talks, well, man-to-boy talks. but we having one today. And we just hope that y'all can just call in and call in and share something with us.
Right, because
say,
we don't have all the answers. We're trying to get the answers.
Yeah, that's how we're gonna do it. This is how the black family
right.
gonna do
it. Put
it
on the table.
We're gonna put it on the table. Yeah, because I got some questions I wanna get in with you, but I wanna take a caller. We wanna take
all
a
right.
caller from the 912 area code. Caller from the 912 area code. You are live and on the line. Where you calling from and what's your name?
Rahul Bat. My name is Libby Hooks.
Oh, Libby Hoods, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh, man, this is Libby Hooks, man. This is a friend of mine on Facebook, a very powerful woman who
right.
sent me some books, and I'm still trying to digest them right now. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm actually talking and listening to the show and communicating with the sister in London. So,
okay.
I'm multitasking.
Okay. Okay. How do you see, who do you want to send a shout out to as far as saying that they are a great father, or how do you see fatherhood? I mean, let me get your input.
Well, I give much love to all the strong Nubian men who take on their responsibilities in raising their sons and their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I've said on my post, yes, a boy needs his father
yes.
to teach him how to be a man, but a girl needs her father so he can teach her how men ought to treat her and respect
exactly.
her, honor her.
Yep.
Exactly.
I raised 3 daughters, and no, my ex-husband did not do what he needed to do as far as giving me support,
right.
but I did not use that. He got the kids every week. I never talked down to my daughters about him,
yeah.
and in doing so, he ended up doing the right thing. He became the father. He
See,
became
and
the
we,
father.
Right,
mm-hmm.
and I talked about that. I said, I was telling a sister, I said, you shouldn't at no point downgrade your children's father in front of them because it's gonna turn
never.
Your children against not only him, but it's gonna turn your children against you too because you
right.
don't know that your children love their father. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Your children love their father, even though he's not doing what he's supposed to do. They love him anyway, regardless.
Right.
But so when you down talk
him to them, they looking at you like, man, what's wrong with you, lady? You know what I'm saying? So that's what that. Yeah. I mean, I commend you for that. You know, I commend you for that.
And like I told him, I said, y'all didn't say happy Father's Day to me. I was joking with them. And my daughter looked at me. She said, but I got a daddy. I said, I know that's right.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm glad she checked you. I'm glad she checked you.
No,
yeah.
We was kidding. We were kidding around with each other because, you know, as a matter of fact, my youngest daughter is not his child.
Right.
You know, after divorce, I mean, well down the road. But he treats my daughter no differently than he does his other daughters.
Man,
right.
So we got to salute him. What's his name? We want to salute him for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
okay.
he bought us, even though her father wasn't in her life, he let her know, anytime you
right.
need me, let me, you know, I'm there for you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But Libby Hooks, we got a lot to get into right now tonight. I thank you for your call, man. I thank you for your wisdom that you give me on Facebook. Continue to give me that wisdom. But we have to move right along. We got some more callers on the line. I see that I have a caller from the 214 area code. What's your name and where you're calling from? Caller from the 214 area code?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Please state your name, brother.
This is Hamza.
Hamza.
This is
Hamza.
And I'm from Dallas, Texas, calling from Afghanistan. How you doing, brother?
Man, brother, I'm doing well, man. I got one of my brothers on the line. I got my pops on the line. Man, I'm doing well, man. Matter of fact,
I know, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, this is my
good.
Pops.
How you doing, Mr. Barnes?
How you doing, man? Good to hear you on the line.
I'm
good,
sir.
This brother right here, man, first of all, I'm glad you called in so I can personally tell you happy Father's Day, brother, because this brother, I used to work with this brother at an electrical company. Both him, me and him were doing electrical work, and this brother took it upon himself to travel out of the country to further provide for his family. So I just wanted to say, brother, I want to take my hat off to you and salute you with the slap with my four fingers across the top of my forehead, brother, and just tell you, brother, I'm just so excited to even hear that you even on the call, brother.
Right.
I can't wait till you get back to Dallas, man, so we can hang out, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, same here, brother.
Alhamdulillah,
you know, that was a difficult task, but, you know, happy Father's Day to you gentlemen as well. And,
hey, you got any comments or questions, brother?
On, raising a wonderful son with Saeed, because his brother does good in the community as well. But I just wanted to tell you, brothers, happy Father's Day. And as far as the
thank
comment,
you.
I heard you that you were going into a call, Saeed saying the sperm donor, that you can call him the daddy. And I would agree
right.
with you on that, with the difference between the daddy and the father. The daddy
right.
is the sperm donor, and the father is the one that's going to stay there and be there to provide and,
that's right.
and be there to
and
guide
the
children.
And not take the easy way out.
They
call it take the easy way out.
Yeah, not take the easy way out. Right.
No, we don't want to
that's
do that.
Right.
We don't want to take the easy way out, man. We want to stay there, man, because our children, we most definitely want our children to grow up into society and be productive, not only to
right.
to themselves, but be productive to their own people and the whole human race in entirety. You know, so it takes two parents
Chris.
To do that. Go ahead, Pop.
Chris, I'm gonna tell you something about my city. My city, I live in Chicago, and I believe in my heart, if the father was there, these kids in Chicago streets wouldn't be shooting at each other the way they're doing. They would have fathers in their house that would teach them that killing their brother is not the right thing to do.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But Hamza, brother, man, I appreciate
I know I
got to
let you go. Man. I know I got to let you go.
No,
and,
I hate that, bro.
We'll build on it more later.
Yes, sir,
later. I know you got a lot of people waiting on you.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir, brother. Well, I appreciate your call, brother. Once again, we here on Conversations with the Queen. We're dealing with what is a man? We're dealing with what is fatherhood, and we're celebrating the fathers and the men that are actually taking care of their business. If you'd like to call in, comments, any suggestions, anything you want to get off your chest, you can call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Once again, that's 917-932-8881. You can call in and just visit and talk with me and my pops here. We're going to go into – I know we don't have long. We almost at the halfway pace, so we're going to deal with something. But first, we got another call on the line. Let me see what the caller – Right. Matter of fact, you can press 1 by raising your hand, and I'll let you know that you're waiting with any comments or question that you have. Once again, that number is 917-932-8881, and press 1 if you would like to speak to the host. And I'm your host this evening. I'm Brother Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Eel, and I'm here with my father, my pops. What's his name again? Samuel Barnes. Yeah. This is my pop, Samuel Barnes. And once again, you got an exclusive because he used my government name.
Right.
We have a call. Hold on. We got a caller from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Peace. What's good?
Peace.
Caller from the streets, Columbia, South Carolina. This is Palmetto Star, the Underground Roller Radio.
Oh, my brother.
Hey, what's good, man? What's good?
Peace.
You know,
what's
I had to call
brother?
In. Ain't nothing much. Hey, I just want to say, you know, happy Father's Day. You know, it's already past Father's Day, but happy Father's Day. Just to
right.
you, Saeed,
actually,
be a father,
Father's
you know
Day
what I'm
every
saying?
Day. Every day.
Yes, Make it clear, Pops. That the Exodus say honor that mother and that father.
Right.
That's
just one day
a
year, every day.
That's very true.
You're a father every
true.
Single day.
Every day.
That's very
yes.
true. That's very
right.
true. Now,
just like
it's
Mother's Day
every
day.
I don't have any day. Kids on my own. I don't have any kids on my own, but, you know, I do give a salute to my pops because he was in my life, you know what I'm saying, and he taught me, you know, the difference between wrong and right. Now, we didn't see eye to eye all the time, and we had a lot
right.
of physical fights and stuff like that, but, you know what I'm saying, I mean, in the end, you know what I'm saying, I see what it was all about, you know what I'm saying. You know, I was the first, the oldest child, and, you know, they a lot of times, you know, they didn't know, you know, how to take me, and I was kind of bad at times, and you know what I'm saying. But we you know, just looking back on it, you know, I see why he did what he did, man. So, you know, big salute to my pops because, you know,
right.
not a lot of people
yeah,
have their fathers in their lives. No doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
Man, I
no
appreciate
doubt.
You calling in, brother. Somehow my computer just went down, so give me a second, Tay. I'm loading it back up. But anyway,
you.
We're going to...
I got
we're
you.
Gonna,
all right,
yes,
Brother Palmetto. Peace.
Peace.
All right,
peace.
We got
yes.
another caller from the 815 area code. Caller from the 815. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from? What is your name?
That's
yeah, my name is Jamie Hines.
Peace to the Jamie.
All right, and I'm calling from Kentucky by way of Illinois, and I just wanted to call and wish Saeed, you know, Happy Father's Day. I also
Aww.
Wanted to make a special shout out, you know, and let him know that his work doesn't go unnoticed. You know,
wow.
I mentioned to him the other day, you know,
that
everything that he says is referring to his daughters, you know, and there's a lot of young men in our generation that don't do that, you know,
man.
And he's taking it upon himself. And, I mean, he is a father, you know, I mean, it's beyond just showing off. You see what I'm saying? It's not doing it for show.
Right.
He
it's
does
not
it
just bringing some money and buying clothes.
Right. And he's there with them, you know, he's teaching them, he's showing them the way to go. You know,
right.
it's been several occasions. You know, I've even called. You had something going on. Hey, Saeed, you know, I really need to speak to you. You know, his daughter said, you know, Dad, we're spending time. You know, could you call back? And, you know, but I amend him for that. And I just wanted to let him know that I see him, you know, working hard and doing his thing as a father. And it's, you know,
Dang.
Not going unnoticed, you know.
Dang, Jeremy.
That
I,
made me feel good.
Man.
I almost finna start crying, man, because that's very humbling for somebody to see what you're doing and can recognize that you're doing it, not because
right.
you're doing it so you want everybody to see it.
Right, you ain't doing
I,
it
and
for
I just
show.
Had to tell somebody this on Facebook, that when I go and I spend time with my daughters and I post pictures about my daughters or I post comments about my daughters, I'm not doing it for show. I'm doing it so possibly I can inspire the next brother who's not doing it to start doing it so we can do like
Amen.
The same reaction. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
so
what
we
about.
Like, that's what we're trying to do. We're not
that's
trying to
what
do
we
it
about.
So we get a pat on the back because I don't deserve, I don't need no damn pat on the back or no damn
right.
validation from nobody
no
to
safety.
Tell me that I'm
I don't
a
need no award.
I don't need no damn award either because
right.
I know
we
what
don't
I
need
do.
No award.
No,
I don't need
we
no
ain't looking
for
that. Nah, we don't need that. We ain't looking for it either. But what I'm trying
right.
to do is just trying to inspire somebody that's probably not doing it because I know I could be doing more. I could be doing a whole lot more. But what I'm doing, I'm trying to inspire somebody that ain't, if they ain't doing it, to start
right.
doing it.
Right.
You know?
It's that
and
hard
Jeremy,
so they feel
I appreciate
like they want to do that.
Yeah. 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 But once
that.
Again... Hey, my, I'm down. My computer is
all
down.
Right, so thank you for calling in. Remember to listen into Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for your call. All right, we have another caller from the 720 area code. My bad, sorry. Caller from the 720 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
Peace. Can you hear me? This is Erica.
Peace.
I am Erica.
Peace,
I am Erica.
Erica.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, please. I just want to say Happy Father's Day to the brothers, and we shouldn't have to have a day. That's a responsibility and a duty for men. And I do want to commend those who are stepping up and are living and performing their duties daily. Also to
wow.
my single sisters who are playing both roles of king and queen in the household.
Hello? Caller?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so just Happy Father's Day for those who are stepping up, performing their duties, and being an example for those who
yes.
need to
yes,
come
ma'am.
Into play and help these sisters out. And
hey,
like
but listen,
sister,
check this out.
Happy Father's
I
Day,
heard
yes.
what you just said about the sisters, and I'm glad, I want you to stay right there
okay.
because I want to clear something up for any sisters that's on the line. For any
okay.
sister that's online, I want you to hear too. There's no way impossibly, there's no, you can never be a king. So you can never, I'm not beating you up, but I'm just saying just for future references for all the sisters that's listening, they will never be a king. They will never take on a role as a king. So we just want to keep each other in our proper place so that we won't get it confused. You understand what I'm saying, sister?
Yeah, I understand indeed. It's not a matter
okay.
of confusion. That's the role we are forced to play until these men do step up. No, we can't
but,
do a
but,
king.
Listen,
we can
but,
king, but we can perform.
My thing is, how could you play a king's
like
role if you don't know the king's role?
You know what, Chris?
I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in. As the host of the show, we do thank you, Queen, for calling in. We do appreciate your input. And please do continue to come back and listen in to Conversations with the Queen. Everybody has their right to, you know, agree and disagree. Let's agree to disagree this time.
Yes,
and, you know, let's move on and focus on the topic. We only have 26 minutes left in the live stream. So if you are not on the live queue and you want to be, definitely do call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. I mean, we're having a great lively discussion here. In a couple of minutes, we're going to stop for a small commercial break, but I want y'all to hear the brothers speak on their piece and definitely get into the topic a little bit more, because let's make this discussion a little bit more well-rounded. So, brothers,
yeah.
definitely do your thing and get in on the mic.
Okay. Yeah, Pops, I don't know. I just, you know, I get a little passionate about some things sometimes. But anyway, I just had a few questions that I needed to ask you as far as, first of all, I wanted you to give yourself a little bit of background about yourself. Because I'm sure if people hear a little bit of your background, they will see
the elevation of the man that you are, you know, and they'd be able to appreciate you just like I appreciate you. So if you can just, you know, give us a few brief moments of your time and tell us a little bit about yourself, Pops.
Well, my name is Samuel Barnes. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. My father, I got the same name as my father, but my mother and him separated when I was probably 2 years old. I never spent any real time with him. He's 98 years old. He's living in Mississippi right now. He has about 15 kids. He got about 3 kids named Sam. He had a daughter that committed suicide. He had a son that drank himself to death. And he's living in the house right now with no wife and no kids. Nobody comes around him, and nobody calls him. He's a very lonely man. And
right.
I thank God that he didn't raise me, you know, because, like I say, I look to a higher power for my rearing, and that's what happened. You know, I was alone as a kid. I grew up alone as a kid. I always thought I was pretty smart, so I finished
That's
school.
Where I get it from.
Yeah, you know, I always felt as though I was a little bit smarter than the people that I hung around with. I don't know why, and a lot of people that I hung around with, they realized that too. So people used to come to me for advice. And they come to me when they have questions, and I would give it to them.
Right.
And it's always been that way all my life. You know, that's just who I am.
So, look, Pop, let me ask you this. Growing up without your father, and I heard what you said about him, and I semi-understand, but we're going to deal with that a little bit later. I just want to deal with the – because we only have a few minutes left in the,
right,
in the live session. So how do you think the lack of having your father in your life affected you and me?
Wow, that's deep, Chris. That is deep. I've always had a longing to have a father.
Right.
But the reality of it is that I knew that I never could. And I envied people who had fathers that they could go to and talk to and go places with. I felt an emptiness a lot of times when I was with my son. I didn't have the words to say to him because I didn't have anything to draw from. You know, it's like if you look at the animal kingdom, the parents teach the bird how to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no one in that nest to teach that bird how to fly and he grows up, he never knows how to fly, he can't teach his kids how to fly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yes,
and
sir.
That's what happened with a lot of us. If we didn't have that father around, we never learned how to fly. So
right.
We can't teach anybody how to fly. So we in a stagnated situation. For as black men is concerned, because we need that. We need
right.
to have fathers so that we can pass it down. To get a hug from your father. I mean,
right.
Men need that manly touch from another man that, you know, that's not sexual.
Right.
And you get that from your father.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of us screwed up simply because of that.
Right. I think that what you were just speaking on as far as that manly touch that's not sexual from your father,
right.
I think that part of us that's missing, it kind of, we that's what we get kind of where we don't.
Yeah, kind of mixed up
so,
in the head about, yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's kind of
yeah, we so
weird and bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. I agree because you nowadays, you will look at a brother, if he's trying to give you some type of affection, you will look at him crazy.
Right.
Like, brother, what is
right.
wrong with you?
Right,
like, what's going on?
Man.
Right. But we as brothers supposed to be able to come and talk to each other. We supposed to be able to hug each other and tell each brother, man, listen, brother, I see what you're doing. I appreciate you. And keep up the good work. I mean, me personally.
But don't get too close.
Don't get all too close on me. But me personally dealing with, and once again, my father and my mother split up when I was young. So I kind of see it as a recurring. Your father split up from your mother when you was young, and you and my mother split up when they were young. So I kind of went into that circle, and we trying to break that cycle of parents not sticking together. And I did it with mine, but I'm still in the house with mine. But you know, I just want to be able to see if we can touch on just. For a brief moment, because I know we have to get ready to leave, just for a brief moment, how do you think that we can change or kind of affect, because I don't know if we'll be able to change it, but just how do you possibly think that we'll be able to affect any type of positive movement in Black fatherhood right now?
Well, I think, Chris, I'm going to be real here. We got to come back to God. Simple as that. Now, we got to come back and pray and ask God for forgiveness because we are totally off the rail. You know, we got to get back on that straight and narrow, that road what a few is. Somehow we'll follow the world. We got on the expressway. We shouldn't be on the expressway.
We on the expressway,
we shouldn't be on that, huh?
You said we on the expressway?
We on the expressway. We should be on that road where the few is.
Right.
That's where we belong. But we want to be like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. And that's the problem we have. We trying to be like everybody else, and we're not.
Right. Okay. All right.
And we get on that.
I would like to bring on back on my queen. Where is she at, Tay?
Yeah, right here.
Yes. I don't know what's going on with my computer, so I can't see if there was any more.
There's no more callers on the queue. There's no more callers. You can give them a shout-out, let them know what the caller number is.
Okay. Well, callers, if you would like to call in, we only have a few moments left. We have about 18 minutes left in the queue. The calling number is 917.
Call in.
Yes, sir. The number is 917-932-8881. You can call in Conversations with the Queen. We're dealing with a topic on just fatherhood, man. We're trying to see what's up with this fatherhood.
What's the real deal?
What's the real deal?
There's only 3/8 in the number. You said 4. Yes. Just want to let everybody know there's 3/8 and then a 1.
Okay, let me say it again.
We do have
there's
a caller live from the 516 area code. Caller from the 516 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
My name is Rob Cool, the Cosmophysician. How are y'all doing?
Peace,
Lord. I'm not a father. I don't have any children. Ken don't have any either, but I have something to say with regards to the question that was asked.
Yes, sir.
About what we can do to break that chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear this.
Yeah, well, this comes from my own personal observation. You know, I realize that the paradigm that we live in this culture is twisted.
Yes, sir. I agree.
I don't think, this is just my personal, I'm not trying to debunk, but I don't think prayer is enough. You know,
it's not, brother.
Yeah, prayer is never enough. Prayer without works is dead.
Yeah, so,
tell them again,
Pop. In this culture, we raise our women, our females, if that word is not offensive, any of the women out there. We raise them to be mothers from babies. We give them dolls and we teach them to nurture from the crib.
Yeah.
And that is not done to the males. You know, we teach them to be tough. We teach them to nurture a dead piece of skin, football, basketball.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah, we need to instill in the mind of the children because, I mean, you really know that once you chop a tree down, you're not going to fasten it. You're not going to teach your old dog new tricks. So those fathers who are irresponsible and have been for years, more likely they're going to continue to be. I'm not saying that it's entirely hopeless, but the focus is on the children.
Exactly.
And I mean, that would just be one avenue of many because it would have to operate like a fiber optic network. There's so many dilemmas, so many obstacles, and so many problems that exist, you know, and amongst our people and people of other ethnicity as well, you know.
Right.
That'd be dads. Yeah, that'd be dads aren't restricted to any ethnicity. So,
right,
you know,
right.
It, the whole cultural paradigm of rearing our women from youth and not our men has to change.
Yes, sir, brother. But
okay,
I thank you for calling in, brother. I really do appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Tay, are there any more hands raised? Once again, my computer is acting crazy. Well, okay, anyway, callers, if you would like to call in, we're going to have a blah, blah. You about 10 more minutes, Tay?
Yeah, but first I'd like to say peace to the brother who called in, and thank you for calling in. You can listen into conversations every Monday night, again at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do appreciate your call, brother. For a moment, I would like to take out a brief minute to just run the commercial real quick for
the
Spoken Word Billboard Awards, which will be held September 29th in Detroit. And it's going to be ran by the sister who owns the whole network station, Poetic Energy Network Station, Miss Poetic Energy herself, Michelle Alford. So, you know, take a listen, and it'll only be a minute.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Yes, you are here on Conversation with the Queen. You're with your co-host. Tay is here, but she is allowing me to have the phone for the night. Brother Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Eel, and I'm here with my pops, Samuel Barnes, and we're just celebrating black fathers. We're trying to give our black fathers a push. And you know what? I want to go back. And I want to just say something to the brothers who are not doing what they're supposed to do. I want to salute you, too, because had you asked the woman who you impregnated to have an abortion, your children would not be here. So we don't want to totally beat down the brothers who are not taking care of their responsibility because we don't know when and at what point they will turn around. So we don't want to beat them up either. We don't want to beat them up. So
Because people can change.
People can change. Just like I want to say this on the air. My mother was a drug addict. My mother was a drug addict. My mother got cleaned in 1989 and has not turned back since. So
amen.
I know for a fact the power of change. And
right.
I'm trying to change myself. I ain't totally changed, but I'm trying to change myself. So I don't want us to beat down on the brothers who are not taking care of their responsibility because we don't know
this
when.
This is not what it's about, actually. This
it's
is
not
what
it's
about.
It's about the children. It's about the children. That's it. That's all.
Exactly.
It's
so
about
we do
progress.
Have one more caller on the line, just real
quick.
We
have a caller.
We have 10 minutes left. I have one more caller on the line. Caller from the 815 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen.
Hi, my name is Tiffany Black.
Hey, Tiffany Black.
Yes, it is.
How you
Do you
doing?
Have comments or questions, Tiffany?
I just wanted to speak my piece and commend Brother Saeed on his his efforts. I've already told you that I think your works are awesome. And everything you do is another step towards uplifting our people as a whole to me. And I just wanted to get on the call and show you some support. And I also feel you on a topic, too, because I see a lot of hatred towards the brothers and everything. And we can't reach a solution if we always fighting and arguing. And I definitely agree with you on building up the brothers instead of tearing them down, because that won't help anything at all.
Not at all.
Destroy more.
Exactly. I thank you for your call. I'm over here tearing up like I'm the one a Grammy or something, even though I don't care about no Grammy. You know, I'm over here like, yo, man, that's awesome, man. See, that's why we got to continue to push. That's the only way we're going to make it cost this desert is that we come together. I don't want my woman behind me. I want my woman right on the side of me, or if not on the side of me, in front of me, and I'm pushing her up a little bit. So, man, I thank you, sister, for calling in.
No problem.
And sharing what you shared.
Keep doing what you do.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, sister. I'm just giving what the little stuff that I was giving. I want to pass it on. But anyway, Tay.
Yeah. No more
calls. We have any more? Okay, no more calls. Anyway, you're on Conversation with the Queen. You're talking with your co-host, Brother Saeed Mustafa Muhammad, and I'm here with my father, Samuel Barnes, and we're just talking about fathers, and we're celebrating fatherhood, and we just want to talk about what a man is. If you would like to call in, I see we only have about, 8 minutes left in the queue? We have about 8 minutes left in the queue. You can always call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Please call in. We only have about 7 minutes left in the queue, and we're just here dealing with it. We're here dealing with it. Pops.
Yes.
Hey, I want to ask you this, Pops, before we go. If we don't have a caller in the queue, Tay?
No, we don't.
Okay. Pops, I just wanted you to just matter of fact, I'll do it. I'm just going to briefly just touch on some of the values that you gave me that you didn't even know that you gave me. My father has been working the same job for, I only knew my father to have two jobs. Remember you was working at Viscay's?
My
father worked that job for how many years?
About 8 years. About eight years I was there.
Okay, how long were you at Edie's?
Going on 13 years.
Okay, going on 13 years. So we added 8 together with that 13, and I'm looking at my father working. You know, and my father touched on something as far as he said, if you're not providing, you're not a man. So I'm looking at my father, and he don't know that he gave me that. You know what I'm saying? He don't know that he instilled that work ethic. That's what they call a work ethic. You know, he don't know that he instilled that in me, and I got it. You know, and I never told you this, but I want to thank you, Pops, for even giving me that as an example. You know, me and my brother. My brother probably, he probably haven't reached it yet, but my brother, I'm sure he will.
He will.
I'm sure my brother will come to you and thank you for that, you know. But anyway, I see we only have 5 minutes left in the queue, right there, Tay?
Yep, 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes left. Callers, if you would like to call in, we have 5 minutes left in the queue. Conversations with the Queen, you're dealing with your brother, Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Il, and my pop, Samuel Barnes. You can call in at 917-932-8881.
We're here dealing. Pops, you got anything that you want to add, you want to say before we go?
I just want to commend you, Chris. I mean,
he called me Chris again.
I can't help it. I named you.
You see how our parents do? I named you, boy. If I want to call you Cash Clay, I'm going to call you Cash Clay.
Yeah.
But I love you, Paul. Yeah.
I just want to commend you, Chris. I think you're doing a fine job, man. I am so proud of you. I don't know what to do. I'm about to bust over here. I am, man. You know, early in your life, it was a lot of trouble, you know, in and out of jail and all this up and down. But somehow I always knew that you were going to turn out all right, man, and I could see it. I mean, you're going to help somebody with your life. That couldn't be bigger for me, for you to help somebody else, because that's all I ever wanted to do. You know, seemed like you picking up the torch and carrying it on for me. And, wow, what can I say?
Damn, Pops, man, that's something there, man. And yes, I did my stint in and out of prison and back and forth to juvenile halls.
We went to court and we visit you in jail, and you're out for 2 months, and then you're back in again. I said, what are we going to do with this boy?
we worked it out, you know. We didn't know that God had something that he wanted to do first, you know. But every time we want to be like Jonah, and God sent us on a direction, we want to go in another direction, he's going to sit your butt right back down until you get it. And hopefully we get it this time. Hopefully we get it this time. But anyway, I want to thank you, Pops, for being on the show. I want to thank Tay for allowing us to have this platform. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. You know, we couldn't have did this without you. We couldn't have been on this show. I want to thank Michelle Alford and Poetic Energy, the owner of this network. Tay?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
And that's it.
All right, peace, Saeed, and peace to your father. Peace, everybody on the line. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton, naturopathic physician, great sister, great information, great show. All right, I'm going to take it out with Alicia Keys' Unthinkable, because if you ask me, we ready. All right? Peace.